Welcome to Southeastern Zone 90.9 FM KSLU. This is Experience Points, the radio show. I'm MG.
I'm Dustin.
We are the hosts of the Experience Points radio show. We open the whole thing up with Criteria by Metroid Metal. How's everyone doing, guys? How are you, Dustin? How are you doing?
I'm doing
your hair
better.
Looks like my hair. It's all kind of frazzled.
Yeah.
It's the sudden temperature change in Louisiana. We have this weird thing that happens every now and then where we get like a cold front or something.
Yeah.
And today, this is Wednesday, this is the 7th, or is it the 8th? It's the 8th.
8th, yeah.
The temperature is very weird today.
Just dated the episode just now.
Dated the...
I can't rerun this now.
No, it's okay. Hey, welcome to the 8th. That was actually something that we were discussing last week. Last week was a repeat show.
Yeah.
Because you actually...
Are you really going to put
No, it's good. It's good. It's because I've done that. I was like, hey, technical difficulties. And everyone really knows that I'm the technical difficulty.
It's a human error.
This was
usually
your first technical difficulty.
Yes,
this
it was.
Great. It won't be your last.
I fell asleep and forgot to put the show into
awesome,
the thing.
Awesome. There's plenty of worse things to fall asleep, you know, doing, like driving
course.
Or,
yeah.
you know.
Surgery.
Well, maybe if you're performing the surgery, you should be asleep during most surgery.
If you're driving a car while performing surgery, definitely don't fall asleep. Yeah.
That's a weird, like, what's that called? Surgeon simulator?
Yeah.
In, like, the back of it. It's crazy.
That's probably,
But no, we're here. We're back. We drop Nerd and Geek Knowledge on you every or most every Wednesday night from 9 to 10 p.m. And this week is no different. We've got a lot of news. I know last time we overindulged our what we did last week segment.
Yeah, of course.
And we might do that again. You never know. But we'll try to work in some of the main
Whatever
segment
happens,
stuff, too,
happens.
While we're at it. So let's go ahead and kick it off. This is Skull Crusher Mountain by Jonathan Colton, Threshold by Sex Bomb, Vindicate Me by Big Giant Circles. We're going to come back, talk about what we did last week. I'm MG.
I'm Dustin.
This is the Experience Points radio show exclusively on Southeastern Zone.
90.9 KSLU. It's Threshold.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's so good.
Hey, we're back on Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM KSLU, still the Experience Points radio show. I'm still MG.
And I will always be Dustin.
Why are you? I'm all of a sudden British.
Imagine me caressing your hair.
Top of the show to you.
Hello.
That was Vindicate Me by Big. I'm sorry. It's really just like a cold intro in a weird way. We didn't discuss any of that. We just had Vindicate Me by Big Giant Circles before that. Sandwich between it, Threshold and Sex Bomb Mom. And then we opened the whole thing up with Skull Crusher Mountain by Joko.
Yep.
Really like Jonathan Colton, though. I haven't listened to his new stuff lately. And him and like Will Wheaton. I feel like Will Wheaton.
It's Will Wheaton.
Recently, Will Wheaton has like stepped into it. Not that it cares really, but the Texas shooting thing happened.
Yeah.
And then he said something about gun control that was weird. And like, we're not going to repeat it, but cool guy, cool nerd.
Yeah.
Good nerd, though. I don't know that he's done anything other than
Star Trek Next Generation.
He was Wesley, and then he was
That's
also
what he,
No, and then he
like,
was in Stand By Me. He was
yeah,
one of the kids
he was.
In Stand
That's
By
all
Me.
Right. Yeah. He was kind of the Richard Dreyfuss kid.
Yes. That's it.
The inside, he grows Will Wheaton will one day grow up to be Richard Dreyfuss.
When he gets old, so he's got about 20 more years.
Yeah.
This is the part of the show where we talk about what we did last week. Really, it's going to be what we did the last 2 weeks.
Yes.
So Dustin, kick it off. What have you been up to? Now hold on. Preface. He said before the show, and this is another cold read. He said before the show, like I did some stuff. What did you say? You overindulged.
I overindulged in a big way.
Okay, go
so
ahead.
So to clarify, last week for us, well, to catch up, we didn't have a show after the 27th.
Right. So we've had Halloween.
And now we're having this show. And as you may have known, the 27th, everything was released.
Yes.
Everything. There was a new
There's Wolfenstein 2,
new Stranger Things, Assassin's Creed Origins,
Odyssey,
Super Mario Odyssey,
Destiny for PC released
Destiny
the
for
24th
PC,
or 25th,
The 26th. Evil Within 2.
Yeah.
But
I don't know if anyone can catch it.
I was like, I'm gonna get Super Mario.
I took out a small bank loan.
Hold on.
Oh, my God.
Whoa, he almost fell just now. God. Oh, comically.
Yeah.
That chair just gives up, by the way. Be careful. So I was like, let me check out maybe two things. Maybe, definitely Odyssey. Definitely one Odyssey and maybe Wolfenstein or everything. I have all five of those things I said.
Wow.
I went nuts.
You went, yeah, ham.
I went crazy because I got promoted at work, and I was like,
congrats.
You know what?
Congrats on that.
Yay. And
everyone's
like,
clapping with me that you can't
totally.
Hear.
Totally.
It's a microphone. It doesn't work that way.
Absolutely. And I was like, treat yourself.
Treat yourself.
2017
I need to max out this credit card.
Well, so I got Super Mario Odyssey, Wolfenstein 2, Assassin's Creed Origins, The Evil Within 2, and Total War Warhammer 2.
Nice. Nice.
Of course. So that huge amount of stuff.
Have you beaten all of them yet?
I have beaten Total War Warhammer 2 on a playthrough as the High Elves because they had dragons, and I love dragons and making people run away from them. I have not beaten any of the ones because I threw them all at myself at once.
Have you played Wolfenstein 2?
I have.
What do you think? What are your initial? Because I love Machine Head Games.
Mm-hmm.
I love the original Wolfenstein, The New Order. I love that. I feel like it is an arcadey, like perfect idea of what Wolfenstein should be. It shouldn't be super serious. It should be, you know, laugh in its own face type of thing.
Right. It definitely has
self-referential, no context.
Oh yeah,
humor,
yeah. This is
know?
A lot more. This one, it's a little less serious than the first one. It's a little bit more ridiculous.
Okay.
And it treats itself a little bit more tongue in cheek than the previous ones.
All right.
Which does great for the material. You know, everyone's a little bit more.
Laid back.
A little bit more.
I love the swashbuckling atmosphere that the first one, even though it was just like, we're America. If I'm standing on it, it's America.
Yeah.
They're Nazis not going to take our flag. You know, it was this sort of like this comical nationalism, but it came from a good place, so it was endearing.
The irony of BJ being himself quite the nationalist.
Right, right.
But this one has a little bit more kind of a lot more tongue-in-cheek, a lot more open, I think. I like it a lot. I'm having a great time killing Nazis. Doing one thing. Blow them up, shooting them, explode them. And if you have any problem with that, you're an idiot. And, go to hell. I mean, you're a Nazi. I don't care about you.
You're a Nazi.
Like, Nazi be whatever. It's, if I'm offending the Nazi people,
I don't think anything's
wrong.
I'm
doing the right thing.
People can think what they want, but I mean, we had a war about this, you know?
I know.
Now you get to live through an alternate universe of us having that war.
Yeah. And, I mean, we exported Nazi beatings for a solid 4 years, so I think.
Did we?
Yeah, we did. For 1941, 1945, that was our main export, was killing Nazis.
Nice.
So,
nice.
But Assassin's Creed Origin was the one of all the things that surprised me the most. Super Mario Odyssey, I knew that was going to be. That's the number one right now. That's the number one time consumer is Odyssey. But I knew that was going to be amazing. It makes my heart happy. It makes my eyes happy. It just makes everything
about me. I have ligaments
me.
I didn't know that were, that had emotions
that
were happy.
My kneecaps are smiling. I don't know what that means. But the biggest surprise to me was Assassin's Creed Origins was the biggest surprise. Because of all of them, that had the most difference between everything else is a sequel.
Right.
Assassin's Creed Origin is the most surprising.
Is it like it's a prequel, right? Like it's supposed
to be.
It's
like exactly what it sounds like. Origin.
Okay.
And they don't even.
So it's not going to be like they existed and we're just like fitting somewhere between it.
Right.
This is. The origin
this
story.
This is the fact that the Hidden Blade, they're like, whoa, this is neat. Like, this is their first time with it.
Okay.
And it's very neat, and it's a straight RPG system as opposed to the other systems, which was much more action-adventure. This one has a leveling-based system of being able to do stuff, which does a lot better for the environment you're in.
Okay.
I was worried about Egypt being, you know, like Assassin's Creed. It's about climbing up stuff.
Right, Egypt's like the tallest thing they have is a pyramid.
Yeah, that's it. And I'm like, or the Great Lighthouse or something like that of Alexandria. And I'm like, well, what am I going to be doing here? But the game does such a good job of you growing and navigating it in such a different way that you're a lot more tactful for how you play, and a lot more effort was put into this than, say, Syndicate.
Okay.
Or, oh God, I can't even remember
Unity.
The one where... Unity or
Rogue. I liked Rogue, but Rogue was just a permutation of
Black Flag.
And it was okay. I mean, you knew what you were getting, but
yeah, they needed, and they did. Ubisoft did smart where they were like, we need a break from doing it, shoving one out every year, and get it. They spent about 2 years, and it really benefited from that extra development time. It's a lot more polished than Syndicate or Unity was on their release. I like it a lot. I'm enjoying the heck out of it. The Evil Within 2 is the one that I am laughing the hardest with because it's just making me laugh.
I did not like the first one.
I didn't like the first one either, but they did revamp some stuff. They have more of an the beginning area of the game is a very much on rails thing, but then they open it up to you.
Okay.
After you get to a certain point, and after it opens up a little bit, then it becomes like, okay, I get what this game's trying to be now, kind of thing.
That was my thing. I didn't know what it felt like. Alan Wake, the first one, felt like Alan Wake, but it wasn't like a series, like a Stephen King novel, like Alan Wake was. I felt like that was something that was done really well.
Yeah, Alan Wake game. Felt story first.
This felt like, look, we have to get around to this like gore part.
Yeah.
So just walk in a maze and like throw some basic gameplay elements at the player,
mm-hmm.
and let them just be able to run through it if they don't want to deal with it. But then get them to this plot point, get them to this edge dressing,
right?
A plot point over here, and then just like make the world go crazy, like showcase the engine. Have them. This is what I felt with the Evil Within 1 was that I would hit a moment where I didn't know if I was supposed to die. Or if I was like, should run, and I got bored with that. Like,
absolutely. With that feeling. Like, that one of the first level parts of the Evil Within is when you're in that building and that guy's with a chainsaw. I'm like, how do I do this? Am I supposed to, like,
throw am I supposed this? To? Is it one of those things where I'm supposed to lose? Is it like a Mega Man X, like, original Mega Man X first fight with, you know, the guy? I mean,
yeah.
I don't know what I'm supposed to do. So it's good that they reworked it.
Yeah. It's much smoother.
Because I tried going back and playing even the most recent HD remaster of Resident Evil. Mm-hmm. And I know Resident Evil came out in 1994
whatever,
two or whatever. I know it's an old game, but then the remaster apparently was supposed to be really, really good. And I don't know what game I was playing because I don't think it was the one people were talking about. I don't, mm-hmm. or they were clearly like too overwhelmed with nostalgia to see the problems with it.
It's camera limitations. It's very frustrating.
The tank controls. I mean, again, it's not like you have to remake the game. It was a remaster. It wasn't a re-envisioning. Right. You know, it's not like the new Final Fantasy VII will be.
Yes.
It's not like, you know, it's more like a texture update and a vision. FMV update and everything.
Right, basically. But someone modded the heck out of it.
I look back at some of the gore, and I have to try to put myself in that where I was when I would have originally played it. I would have been a teenager or, you know, a mid-teenager. Mm-hmm. Blair Witch Project was coming out, you know, like I was watching WWF wrestling.
The Federation was still a thing.
That's it. NWO and W, you know, they were all these crazy things. I'm really dating myself.
Yeah.
But I mean, you know, this was 15 years ago, and that's fine, but the Evil Within 1 came out just 2 or 3 years ago.
Yeah.
And the Evil Within 2 recently was released on the 27th. Yes. So, I mean, it's good that they fixed it. You mentioned Odyssey, and I wanted to throw you out. Odyssey is selling
over
pound for pound, mm-hmm. is selling faster than Zelda was for the Switch.
Yeah, I believe it.
It's crazy. In 3 days, over 2 million
yep.
units in just 3 days.
I believe it.
463 copies a minute, or 8 per second. That is
That's insane.
That was the sound of my brain exploding. It's crazy.
How well it's doing.
Yeah, it's really, really doing well.
It's just so happy.
And they took the timer off. There's no more timer in the levels.
That's gone.
It's more like a Sonic.
Well, it plays a lot like Super Mario 64, but instead of there being individual stars, we had to leave, go back mm-hmm. to the level, and go after a star. They're all kind of just thrown in there. You're after moon pieces in Super Mario Odyssey.
Right.
But you can get those moon pieces. They're there in the environment. You can get them anytime. So you could just run around going, oh, I'm getting the moons. And like, you just run around like a psycho.
Like hookers in Grand Theft Auto.
Oh, yeah. I got the hookers.
Oh, my gosh. That's so good.
I love that. I have made myself laugh.
Today I learned that Dustin does a pretty decent Mario.
I have made myself laugh playing Super Mario Odyssey. Like, oh my God. Like, I'm just running around.
You just like keep on laughing and jumping around. Like a weird mix between, you know, 64 and Odyssey.
Luigi's more nasally. He's like, yeah, crazy, yeah. Right?
That sounds really good. Oh, man.
No, it's my wagon. Don't touch it.
Oh, man.
What did you do last week?
Well, so the previous, I listened to the show that aired twice. I listened to, I just keep bringing it back.
I know.
It won't bury. It won't bury it. But no, I listened to the show both times, and I realized that we never really got around to answering, is Destiny 2 good?
And I tried to get you to answer it.
You were like, please tell me for the love of God and all things holy.
But you've had more time with it, so.
I've played a lot of Destiny. I've maxed out my character's level, and my power level is now 290. I hit 290 earlier today.
Mm-hmm. He nods and shakes his head like he knows what that means.
290. So I think the cap is 305 or 307 or something.
Oh, so you're pretty close.
So I'm pretty close to the maximum whatever.
Until some DLC comes out.
My clan, which is coming out in like a month, my clan and I are doing well. I haven't done Leviathan's Raid yet, but I mean, I say we're doing well. We're progressing. It's not like we're going to be world first in anything, but we're having fun playing it. We have like 35, 38 members in the clan.
Wow.
I don't know if that's good or bad. It's just the number that showed whenever I came in. But it's a pretty game, and it's a pretty damn good game. I got to say, you know, it's one of those things where a lot of people, the subreddits on it are kind of, you know, just flame fuel for all of the negativity around it. But I mean, Destiny 1, I didn't feel Destiny 1 was very bad. I felt that it was open. It had a lot of vagueness to it.
I'll say this. It used to be quite the opposite, but I'm finding a lot more with it reviews. It's a lot more like talking about yourself. Like if you ask somebody what's negative about a game now, they're more inclined to tell you what's negative about it more than what's good about it.
Right.
And it didn't used to be that. It used to be much the opposite, I think.
I'm happy with my time. I'll say the same thing about, like, Andromeda, because we recently had N7 Day. November 7th is N7 Day, which in Mass Effect lore, N7 is, like, the elite Navy SEAL version, Space Marine
school. Right, right, yeah.
And, you know, Kotaku ran an article that there's not much to celebrate on this N7 day. On N7 day this year, you know, Andromeda got canceled. There's no single-player campaign-based DLC. The multiplayer is largely dead. And in less than 6 months after release, like, the game was abandoned by its developer. Yeah. So it's kind of a bad N7 day.
Yeah.
But I actually enjoyed my time with Mass Effect Andromeda. I didn't think it was that bad of a game. And I think people just really, every now and then on the internet specifically, but I mean, even in real life, even, you know, 24/7 news cycle, they want to hate on something.
Well, and I think that's a shame of, you kind of have to, a lot of times with games, maybe it's in the internet with everyone having a voice, everything, it's, you got to put your foot down and go, you know what, it might be negative, but maybe sticking with this speaks better to it than just kind of dropping it. Because even if you had all those problems with Mass Effect Andromeda, dropping a game after 6 months, man.
Yeah, it's definitely, well, and you could tell, like, now, as things come out and more kind of press is released, they weren't really invested in it anyway. I mean, EA still made a boatload of money off of it. And BioWare, you know, BioWare Montreal may have been tanked, but or whoever was working on it might have been tanked.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's not like they didn't make money on it. And I pre-ordered it. I bought like the nice edition.
I was worried
It was just, it's one of those, unless you're going to play, it's like an online game. Like people said, hey, should I buy Destiny 2? And real quick to sum up what I was talking about before we tangent off again, and I never answer the question.
Yes.
Destiny 2 is a good game. Destiny 2 is such a good game. I don't feel like I wasted my money at all because of the interactions that I've already had.
Right.
And I enjoyed Destiny 1 in a very similar way. And if they would have given up on Destiny 1 like they did on Mass Effect, that was similar to Mass Effect, we would have never gotten The Taken King. We would have never gotten House of Wolves. We've never gotten the story elements that were brought by DLC and listening to a community that was evolving and changing.
Yeah, let them, you know, if it's like a student, let them rewrite the paper.
Criticisms are great. You know, you're going to have people that are going to muddy the water and say, you know, this is great and not really mean it. They're going to be people that be arbitrarily mean about something.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, you know, grow some thicker skin and listen to the community and move on with it. And if we didn't have Destiny 1 sticking around and evolving, we wouldn't have had those DLC moments that really reshaped and defined the game.
Yeah.
Now, I'll admit, in-game Destiny 1 did not translate directly to Destiny 2, vanilla Destiny 2. There's still some things that they've brought over and then I think that they've abandoned that they just have to work on. And I mean, it's the same thing. Games, especially games like Destiny or WoW or EverQuest or Final Fantasy Online or Elder Scrolls, those games evolve. And even single-player games, I mean, even games that have DLC packs and everything, those DLC packs evolve and change the game.
Yes.
And they do that either by some vision of the game director and the company or by some, you know, forum out there with a bunch of dedicated fans and their dedicated fan base or stakeholders. You know, surely there's money always involved, but I am thoroughly enjoying Destiny 2.
Right.
Well, very much.
The frustrating, and I'll speak for the people that are like, but what about this? It's the, when you abandon stuff and you're learning stuff, yeah, that's fine. It's just the obvious stuff is, why do you need to relearn the what you should, like, it's like you're trying to buy a go-kart and then you're like, okay, well, I don't know how to walk anymore. It's like with the shaders, right. It's like, we're doing all this. It's like, what about these shaders? Like, oh yeah, we screwed that up. I'm like, that's basic.
It is one of those things where it's like, you already had this. You already, and I'm not one, are you getting ready to fight? I don't know if the microphone could pick up.
It's knuckles.
Time to beat him up.
Just a force I have.
Let me add him, Bungie. Yeah. You know, it's one of those things where the shader, I have so many shaders. They're so plentiful. I get to look at a bunch of different combinations. I get to preview things. I don't have a problem with it. And I'm very easy. Don't get me wrong. I am super, super easy when it comes to the microphone arm. Just like
it's like creaked like a haunted building. Sorry.
The get out of here, ghosts. Go back to St. Francisville.
Go back to Flavortown. I don't know why that doesn't make any sense, but it's funny.
Oh my God. I didn't get it.
Yeah, Fieri, like, I'm going to Flavortown.
Oh, okay. I don't know. I really like it. It's okay for them to mess up, you know?
We expect them to.
We expect them to mess up, and I'm having a lot of fun. So I played a lot of Destiny. Uh-huh. I actually got into smart homes. So I never told you this. I don't really think I ever mentioned it on the show, but I used to contract, self-employed. It was never an actual business. It was just sort of learning and building stuff. But I did smart home technology for a long time. Whole home, whole house audio. So you can listen to, you can have a phone in your pocket and it would follow you around in every room and it would play music as you walked into a room. It would shift into a different room.
Oh, wow.
Intercoms, things like Alexa and everything, not so much, but smart lighting, smart speakers, being able to have like one room with like a PlayStation and all of your stuff in a closet. And then your TV in any room can get that feed.
Oh,
so you
sweet.
Could like put one PlayStation, but then have it in every room in your house if you wanted it.
That'd be sweet.
And it was really good. And I did probably four or five homes, and then that was it. I learned a lot. I learned enough to go, I don't want to do this for my job.
Yeah.
But then Alexa and everything came out, and Hue light bulbs with the color changing doohickeys and all that. I never jumped into that.
Yeah.
Recently, it became incredibly affordable.
Okay.
Echo Dots, which are the Amazon Alexas, but just the puck, the hockey puck, which do everything the regular Amazon Alexa does, except like have really good sound. It doesn't have a really good speaker. It's got like a tiny little speaker, but it still is really, really good, like remarkably so. I got two of those. They were $35 for, I guess I overindulged a little bit too much too. $35 for some refurbished ones, but they work fine.
Uh-huh.
And then I've now purchased 5 Hue light bulbs and a bridge. And I've got 3 in my kitchen because that was the thing. That was what caused me to do this. My kitchen light bulbs burned out. One burned out and I'm like, that's fine. It's by the fridge. I got 2 more and they're floodlight type light bulbs, can lights in the ceiling. I'm like, oh, this is fine, not a big deal. And then like the next day or the next week, the other light burned out and it's like the only lights left is like over by the garbage can. And I'm like, well, dang it. Like, I don't know. I'm if the other one burns out, I'll be so screwed.
Okay.
So I decided to start looking at floodlights and like can lights. I'm like, all right, these are like $12 each. So I can buy $12 light bulbs. And then I'm like, let me get some CFL light bulbs. And these were a little bit
more
expensive.
What's your measure of success? I can buy $12.
I can $12 light bulbs. And I can get light bulbs and they can be here tomorrow. Or I can go to the store and buy them, but it's not really that big of a deal. Or I can buy LED light bulbs. And the LED light bulbs were a little bit more expensive. And then I was like, wait a second, how much are these like Philip light bulb things that I always like say that I'm not going to buy? And it turns out it was like 4 light bulbs for $120. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, okay, that's kind of a decent deal. Let me go ahead and just buy these.
You spent $120 on, I'm trying not to curse.
On four
light bulbs.
And a bridge. The bridge is necessary.
I feel a lot better about my week.
But hold on. So I had already bought the Alexa as well. So the nice thing
is... But wait, there's more.
But wait, no, I was able to... I put them in. It was a super easy process. Hue doesn't... Philips or Amazon, they don't underwrite the show. But I got to say, it's one of those things where after not doing it for so long and then being able to be like, yo, Alexa, yo, hey, bae. Oh, yo, bae, make the kitchen lights 20% dimmer. And she's like, cool. And does it. And I'm like, oh, we're in the future now. This is the future. And it's just so nice. I have lamps in my bedroom, on each one on each nightstand. I have a light. That's why I bought the extra one, because I had three in my kitchen, and I put one in a lamp, and then I bought another one for the lamp. Because normally they're like $45, right?
Yeah.
I did all this with like cash back. Like I didn't actually spend money. Like I just like accumulate cash back on my like Amazon card. And I just was like, you know, treat to me or whatever. So now I can be, you know, I have one in my bedroom and one in the kitchen, and I can say, yo, hey, it's in the middle of the night. I said, turn on, you know, turn the kitchen lights on dim. And by the time I walk out of my door, the kitchen lights are already on. So it's just really neat. It can play music. It can give, it gives me daily headlines. It's my friend.
He had this look on his face in here. Like his eyes are all the way open.
She's my friend.
I'm like, okay, Matt.
I'm like Joaquin Phoenix, and she is like
Scarlett Johansson.
Yeah, I was like Sigourney Weaver. I'm like, not the right actress.
Sigourney.
Not alien. Not the right actress.
Black Widow.
But that's what I did. Let's cut to two songs, come back, talk about some news, as well as extending this segment. I'm sure we can't get away from it.
Yeah.
GWK Culture is Dead by Kirby Crackle, and the mini mix from the Animac Radio Show by Matty On. We'll catch you after the break. I'm MG.
I'm Dustin.
This is the Experience Points Radio Show, and like always, you're hearing it exclusively on
Southeastern Zone 90.9 KSLU. Friggin' light bulbs.
Hey, welcome back to Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM KSLU, still the Experience Points Radio Show. I'm still MG.
I'm Dustin.
Who are you?
Heretics.
I was like, is that Batman? What is that? That was Matty On with the Animac Radio Show mini mix. Before that, we opened it up with GWK Culture is Dead by Kirby Crackle. We were talking about Odyssey. Mm-hmm. In the previous segment, which ran long again. Look at us. Talking a bunch. The talky talks.
We don't want you talking about geek stuff. We want you talking about geek stuff.
That's it. You know what? That's true. I'm not worried about it. These pieces of paper. Paper sound effect.
That ensures presence in this.
I print out these pages and we're like, this is what we're going to talk about. And he's like, cool. And then in the back of your mind, I bet you're like, yeah, not today.
I'm like a hamster with like a ball.
We're just going to run this way.
Yep.
No, we were talking about Odyssey and the latest Mario game, but I saw something. There's this guy, his name's Seth Bling. That's his YouTube name, Seth Bling. And way back in the day, he wrote a program that effectively was like machine learning for a computer that would let the computer try to play Super Mario World on the Super Nintendo.
Okay.
And he wouldn't tell the computer anything about it. He called it a Mario or Mario.
Oh yeah.
Ain't that cute, boys and girls? Ain't that cute?
IO is capitalized.
His latest thing is called MariFlow, which is Super Mario Kart on the Super Nintendo. Oh. And he uses the same similar machine
flow
learning.
Stack.
Say what?
Flow Stack. Is that what it's called?
Mario Flow?
No,
Mario
Flow Stack. Flow? That's why he's called Mario.
Are you cursing at me?
I'm not cursing at you.
I don't know. No, I don't think so.
Forget then what I say.
just move on. No, the
uses
machine learning, and what he did a video about it, and it was really neat. He was saying that I wanted it to mimic my style of play because
he's so good.
I'm not gonna lie, I'm real good at Mario Kart on the Super Nintendo. Like real, real good. Yeah. I mean, like, I only had two games, Killer Instinct and Super Mario
Kart.
Those
are two good ones though.
I got the Killer Instinct bundle. I would always play Orchid
awesome.
Because I like that. Yeah. Fighting. I love that. Anyway, yeah. And I kicked it off the building one time and it landed in the street and I'm like, what? How? How do we jump from the top of the building? It's very tall, I imagine.
Yeah.
I didn't realize it was a thing you could do. But no, he says that he recorded, I think, 15 or 50 hours of him driving around.
Right.
And it crunched all of the numbers based off of just the video.
Wow.
Just the video and his key presses. So when it knows whenever you do this, the video does this.
Right.
It was able to like black and white the whole thing. It was very, very good. So super cool thing with this guy. I would recommend Seth Bling is the YouTuber's name. Go and take a look at that.
Absolutely. That's pretty good. That reminds me of the robot girl. Girl who makes all the robots that don't work.
Oh, yeah,
They're hilarious.
She's so funny.
Because she's dead face the whole time, except for the last one where they did pumpkin soup. And
wasn't
she's
the
dying.
One where it slaps you in the face? Like, this is a robot that slaps you in the face.
Slap, 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 slap. And that one worked.
So the big news that the internet's been exploding over recently is in the wake of BlizzCon, which happened, I think, last weekend.
They announced a new Overwatch character, I believe,
they,
as well.
They announced Moira.
Moira.
Moira, she is a off-healing spec, I think, character.
High DPS and a healer.
Yeah.
So
which is good, because we typically don't have that. We don't have a lot of hybrid characters in Overwatch.
Especially for healing.
And they did release a new map, though. I haven't seen it yet. Mm. But, you know, that wasn't, I think that stole the show up until the next announcement.
Yeah.
When the executive producer of World of Warcraft came out and said, he started talking about ice cream. And I'm like, dude, what are you talking about? You crazy. You clearly played too much WoW.
Yeah.
And he's like, you know, I like cookie dough and I like cookies and cream. I like chocolate. But some of you like vanilla. And all of a sudden I'm like, oh, I get your horrible cringeworthy lead up. Because he's definitely not a presenter. Like, he's not doing a good job.
That was, I'm like, Dad.
But he says vanilla, and then he plays the thing, and it's a World of Warcraft-like video that's pretty much rewinding all the cinematics for all the expansions to the very first World of Warcraft cinematic in 2004. And that, to me, that, you know, he was like, it's a World of Warcraft classic. And it comes in, and I'm like, wow, this is pretty awesome. And he further explains that, you know, we're not ready to reveal anything yet, but we're going to have the quality World of Warcraft experience that you remember with some of the nicer things that you have today.
Right.
That, of course, prompted me to go look at, like, what was it like in 2005 when you could just level to 60 mm-hmm. and you, like, couldn't mount up certain places and you had... would you ever play WoW? Or
I was afraid of it.
You've never played World of Warcraft.
I made it through that because it was the same as I understood. I watched all my friends succumbing to heroin.
Oh, wow.
That's not inaccurate,
though. That's pretty inaccurate. Pretty accurate, I think, in some cases.
I was like the drummer in Motley Crue. I watched the band disintegrate around me.
I was the only sane one.
Yeah.
There were a lot of older sort of, and I mean, WoW wasn't the first MMO. It's just been the most successful ever.
Right. It hit the perfect
Dark Age of Camelot existed before. EverQuest existed before.
Oh, golly. Phantasy Star Online.
Phantasy Star Online.
Oh, really?
RuneScape. Tibia. I mean,
if you're in eighth grade.
RuneScape's still around, man.
I know. I cannot believe that.
There were a ton, and I even think Final Fantasy XI was out before. And I mean, there were MMOs that were out before WoW. WoW just did it really well.
Yeah.
And WoW capitalized on this RTS base that they had with Warcraft 1 and Warcraft 2.
I had to explain to kids who I was working at GameStop who would get the WoW expansion packs. I'm like, WoW, when I think World of Warcraft, I don't think the multiplayer. I think of Groglu. Yes, me lord.
Yeah. Work's done.
Work's done. And he's just, his friend's getting eaten by a wolf, and he's like, ah! And the other one's just picking berries, like, ah!
That's it. Yeah. It's such a good series. Again, I wish they would re-release those games. I mean, they already got StarCraft 1 for free. I want Warcraft 1 and 2 for free. I have my discs that got flooded. I still have them, but they got flooded.
I have Warcraft 3 on my computer. I haven't touched it.
I didn't like Warcraft 3. I didn't like the hero system. But, you know, without Warcraft 3, we wouldn't have some of the best games today. I mean, League. Yeah. We wouldn't have League or Dota without Dota in Warcraft 3 as a mod. So, I mean, it did a lot for Blizzard, and it capitalized on a lot of those characters. And going back to that sounds fantastic. And I remember some of my fondest early video game, community-based video game memories in original World of Warcraft. So I'm interested to see what they do. And when asked, the people that were big into Nostalrius or whatever the other one that the guy closed down recently because of the money laundering and
I remember that.
Or not money laundering, but the PayPal stealing or whatever. Everybody that's running, or a lot of people that are running these sort of private servers, you know, you'd think that that's their bread and butter. They're getting taken away. But a lot of them were like, I think one quote was similar to, I've been crying for 15 minutes before I realized that, you know, I made a difference. Like what I did or what part of a project that I was on, that actually made such a big difference. It mattered. People cared about this enough mm-hmm. to join with me and show force. And Blizzard took note of that eventually. I mean, they just missed it. They just missed it for a while. Don't get me wrong. They definitely could have owned up to it and said, you know, we know that we've said that a little bit of humility goes a long way with gamers.
Yeah, I think so. And that's the thing, like what I was saying earlier, don't give up on something.
Right.
Kind of stick with it, even if initially it doesn't work. because there's very few things that work perfectly when you get started. So,
well, there's also this idea, and Bear and I, whenever we were doing the show, we talked, amused about the idea of what would a vanilla server look like. Is it a completely separate realm that you join? Are they? Yeah. Is it old hardware? Is it the exact same experience? Is it the same code? Or do you have the same experiences? And I think what I would want is I would want the same engine, the same gameplay elements that we have today, all the nice things like not mailing individual items, being able to bulk mail items without add-ons, like all the things that we learned about and evolved with. But give me the original landscape back. Give me the original continents back. Give me the original encounters back, and allow me to progress at my will. Like, allow me to go online and say, I am ready to go from Vanilla WoW to Burning Crusade WoW.
Yeah.
I click that, and it says, cool, you can't play for 45 minutes or an hour while we transfer your character to the next space area that has that, and zone it in. And yeah, that takes a lot, but you already have all that content, all those fights, and all of that history and lore. I say lore, but it's history. It's all of that stuff that
the gamers make the history on that.
Right. Like there's so many things we can go into it. We might do a mini cast or a side thing, you know, with it. But I mean, there's so many events that happened in the game.
The Blood Plague.
Yeah. Zul'Gurub or something. Yeah. They, you know, the mounts took it out whenever they despawned and they spawned. And the CDC has studied that. It's so good. I'm not saying bring that back, but I'm saying let things like that have the potential to
that
happen.
That history
again.
And everything, the mural and everything like that. Oh, cool. Awesome.
Well, we do it every week. We talk a lot in our main segment, and we end up screwing it up and doing it way, way long. And now we have to end the show. But before we do that, let's actually, you know, thank you again for listening to it. We wouldn't be here without you guys. Something we neglected at the beginning of the show because I was too busy ragging on Dustin was that we have a website.
Yes.
That we have a website. It's exppoints.com. Remember, always double tap that P. We also have a social media landing page at exppoints.com/social. You can get Facebook, Google+, Twitter, YouTube, Steam community, all of that stuff. So please like, subscribe, and do whatever. We are streamable on iTunes and Stitcher. And actually, Dustin and I have been working. We've been sharing the full media files back and forth. Mm-hmm. So we're going to start cutting those down and dealing with all the backlog that have. Because every week, you know, we say we're going to do it. And that's true. We are going to do it. We're not dead yet. But
we're going to have to go on a cocaine and coffee induced weekend.
That's it. I wonder if we can speed everything up 2 or 3 times, then maybe we'll get done faster. But we will work through the backlog. As just Sim speak at the end of the day. We still have more than 150 episodes on iTunes, but none of them are with you yet. Let's fix that. Let's go back and do that. We are going to end on one song, the epic rap battle by Einstein versus Hawking. Do you have anything to add, Dustin? You've been knocking me all week, all show about, threshold.
Well, I don't got anything. I don't know this one at all.
No,
I don't have
you don't
this
know
one.
This
I don't
one?
Have a cool
This
rap.
Is going to be this is going to be a learning experience for the both of us. I forgot to tell you, I went and karaoke'd.
God.
Yeah, I went karaoke. I did 25 years and my life is still whichever that one. Four non-blondes.
Hey,
yeah.
The timer. Don't want
to
look.
Anyway, we're gonna cut to this song. We'll see you guys next week.
Out of curiosity, where'd you go to karaoke?
Red, White, and Brew, man. Every other Wednesday. So next Wednesday. My name's MG.
I'm Dustin.
And you've been listening to the Experience Points Radio Show exclusively on Southeastern Zone
90.9 KSLU. Karaoke my butt.